Right now on the afternoon edition, we are continuing to follow breaking news. A day of major commute disruption around the Bay Area. Demonstrators protesting the war in Gaza, bringing traffic to a halt for hours on both the Golden Gate Bridge, which is still shut down as we speak, and Interstate 880 in Oakland partially shut down. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ann Makovic. And these protests have caused significant delays for the morning rush hour. And this is now extending into this afternoon with no end in sight. It is part of a planned day of economic disruption around the country. It started when a group of protesters blocked Interstate 880 in the northbound lane near Fifth Avenue. It was just before Jack London Square near the Coliseum. And then another group blocking off the southbound lanes of the Golden Gate Bridge later in the morning. That prompted the CHP to shut down both directions of the Golden Gate Bridge. The CHP telling us about 20 people have been arrested so far across both of those protests. There are still some demonstrators in both of those roadways. The situation has significantly improved on 880. One lane opened up, two lanes actually, a little over an hour ago, so traffic is able to crawl through that area. The Golden Gate Bridge remains completely shut down right now. Our chopper is overhead. You can see cars still blocking the southbound lanes and a heavy law enforcement presence. They're standing by in the northbound lanes. For the most part, they have not moved in to remove some of those cars blocking traffic, but they have started turning vehicles around, some of these people who just got stuck in this mess. They're doing that at the end of the line on the bridge where they have a little room there north and then just north of the bridge by Sausalito, turning vehicles around one by one. Now, we have seen a few protesters being detained. You can see the CHP there. They appeared to cuff one person that was in a yellow vest. You can see them walking off the bridge. And then later, another protester is led away by law enforcement, just some of the 20 people confirmed arrested so far. This is a look from earlier where you can see those protesters standing with a banner saying, "Stop the world for Gaza." I don't know about the world, but certainly traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge was stopped. We spoke with some of the commuters stuck in all of this. One told us while he understands the cause, he still needs to get to work.
I have to work for a living, so I'm out here, you know, I can't miss work. I understand it's a very important issue and it's very sensitive, but I don't know if this is the best way to do it.
I'm against that type of protest.
Why?
Because it disrupts traffic and I don't really, and people are going places and they're trying to live their lives too. And, you know, what do you think, Aunt Judy?
No, this is too violent a protest, even though they're peaceful. No, it's too violent.
Yeah, affecting a lot of people's lives today. Here is a look at the backup from above. Traffic snarled on the Golden Gate Bridge and beyond for miles beyond the Robin Williams Tunnel. And it's been like this for several hours. This is some video earlier from our Vern Glenn, sort of on the ground look. He was stuck in that traffic himself. He was actually trying to get his son's girlfriend to the airport. They had to turn around. She booked a later flight. But you can see the roadway there packed with cars, people from Marin trying to get across the bridge to San Francisco. Let's get over to our Wilson Walker. He is live right now on the San Francisco side of the bridge. Wilson, what is it like there right now?
You know, and I'm listening to everything that you're telling us. And my first thought is on this end of the bridge, you can't see anything. I'm here with photojournalist Rick Villaroman, whose first observation is that he's been doing this for 30 years and he's never stood in the middle of this highway here like this. But if you're one of the cars that was here, you're one of the people that was trying to bike over the bridge, it's hard to see what's happening. You know, I mean, if you know the bridge, I mean, the protest is way off out of sight, especially given the arc of the bridge. You can't really see what's going on up there. So everyone that was here was just kind of left to wait and sort of, you know, look at their phones and try to figure out what's going on. There's no one out here to tell you what's going on. I've got a little bit of video to show you as kind of how this unfolded. Suppose you were, you know, coming up to the bridge from the south, you're heading up towards Marin and you got stuck and you were waiting there for a couple hours. What did you do? We'll have a listen to this gentleman who was coming up here from the Presidio Trust trying to manage the traffic up here. Have a listen.
Turn around. You hear my voice and you want to get off this bridge. That could be a glove. Head down the ramp on the left-hand side.
all right, there you go. So they eventually, after several hours, they just started giving people the option to turn the car around and head backwards down 101, which is what most people have done. If you look back down the highway behind us here, there's virtually no one left. These 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, the 9 cars that you see sitting here are the folks who have decided to wait it out in hopes that getting north is going to take less time than driving around the Bay Bridge over the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge and ultimately on to where they're going. Now, interestingly, we can show you coming southbound at this very moment. We've got a couple emergency vehicles and what looks like a tow truck pulling one of the cars. Now, again, your understanding of what is happening up on there on the bridge is perhaps better than mine here at the foot of the bridge. But my understanding is that sort of like what we saw at the Bay Bridge the last time around, there were cars with keys thrown into the Golden Gate to make them immobilized. So these cars have to be towed away. So this would appear to be perhaps one of those vehicles now getting removed from the southbound lanes. I can see the helicopter up there. So again, you can probably put this together for yourselves, but here it comes through the toll plaza. There has been no traffic coming southbound here since I've been here for a couple hours. In fact, this might be the first car we have seen come off the bridge since we've been here. I can also tell you that we recently saw a couple highway patrol cars coming down from the northbound lane, but they did not have anybody in them. Now, you know, we've heard that there have been some arrests up there, although we don't know a number, and I'm not exactly sure where those folks have gone. Here comes another one of the highway patrol cars over here. But that's really about all we can tell you. Now, you know, you heard some of the interviews with folks that were stuck up here. I mean, I can tell you, imagine any range of opinion on this protest and what's happening. You could find it out here before all these cars were rolled away. I also did speak with one of the organizers of the protest. They're sort of standing over by the bike lane that is closed. They said, look, this is a deliberate act of disruption. And they laid out their case and they say this is going to continue until things change. And so that's really it. And very quiet here. There really aren't many people around other than the folks who are kind of, you know, managing the
right Caltrans out there.
Bridge closure. Even the parking lot down there is pretty quiet. There aren't too many tourists up here, frankly, yet. I know it's still a little early in the day.
Yeah, well,
if you,
nobody
if you look
is
way
allowed
over
right
towards
now
the to where the bike lane is shut down.
Right. Nobody is allowed to walk nor bike off that. So hopefully a lot of people got the message before they even headed to that area. And now we're taking a live look and you can see several CHP vehicles coming this way. Wilson, thank you so much for that live look and the perspective from the San Francisco side of the bridge. This is an evolving situation. So we appreciate your live report and appreciate the fact that you're going to be out there and continue to bring us the very latest. All right, taking another angle of the backup on the bridge coming from Marin, taking a live look, a wider shot of the span. The backup has started to clear a little bit as cars headed into San Francisco from the north have just given up and turned around. And we've got Caltrans and the CHP facilitating some people being able to do that. But here is a look at the toll plaza on the other side from where Wilson was standing. Heading into San Francisco, you can see it is completely empty. We are going to continue to stay on top of this, but let's get you caught up on the situation on 880, because this protest started first this morning. This started at about 6 o'clock, about 7 protesters blocking traffic in the northbound lanes in the heat of the morning commute. They chained themselves to concrete-filled barrels that you can see there, and they hung up banners saying, A15, it is April 15th, economic blockade, free Palestine. This is a live picture from our camera. This is on the frontage road right next to 880. We saw a lot of people lined up here just taking pictures of what's happening, trying to figure out what is going on, because this situation has been going on for hours. Oh, there they are. There they are, a lot of people, some of them supporting the protesters and documenting that, others just wanting to be a part of the action and seeing what is happening. Then we see a man there with an Israeli flag. So you're seeing the other side of this, part of a worldwide protest taking place here in the Bay Area. From last I saw, it was tough to see what the officers are doing there now. There were still 2 protesters and one of those concrete-filled barrels there in the middle of those northbound lanes. So we are continuing to watch that. They have made progress. They've been able to open up 2 lanes of traffic going northbound. So a lot of progress since 6 a.m. and cleared up the backup behind it, which is really the good news. But again, there still is police activity and a backup in the northbound direction as a lot of people try to make their way through that. Again, that is 880 in Oakland. And here's another angle of some of the protesters blocking an on-ramp. Now, this is an on-ramp to the southbound lanes on Interstate 80. This is 7th Street right by the port. Let's get over to Gianna Franco. Now, she has been watching the traffic impact of all of this since before it began, trying to cover a normal Monday commute until things got really crazy. Gianna, what's the situation?
It's just been a big mess all across the Bay Area, especially out of the East Bay and across the Golden Gate. And, you know, looking live there from Chopper 5, you could see that it looks like they're having some progress. I know, Wilson, just a second ago, you saw that car being removed. At all for any action since this has started around 8 o'clock this morning for the Golden Gate and 6:30 over on 880. But hopefully this will get moving along and these folks who've been stuck on the bridge will get a little bit of a break. This backup extending well into Sausalito, and that's an improvement. You know, they are turning cars around on the north end of the bridge to kind of get cars off the roadway, and they're trying to have both directions still shut down. They've got that southbound side where the protesters were staged as well as the northbound side for safety. So let's jump to our maps right now. You can see that there's still some CHP activity as they hopefully move some of those cars there. But that backup, still pretty significant, especially on that southbound direction. Heading out of Sausalito, you're really at a standstill for cars that are just stuck there and don't really have an option. And again, when they move the cars off the roadway, it's literally like one by one trying to divert them and turn them around. And you saw Wilson's live shot there. He said a lot of the cars were able to turn around on that south end, which is that San Francisco side heading over into Marin County. It looks like things are getting slightly better there in the sense of them removing some vehicles, but some cars waiting it out until they clear this out of lanes. But literally not seeing any action unless it's a vehicle like a CHP or a tow truck trying to get some of these cars off the bridge. And over on 880, so you still have all of this backup here northbound as you head through Oakland over to where the closure is just south of 980. And you've got troubles on that southbound side as well. They've got that closure near 7th Street, so that's causing a lot of problems there in both directions. But this is good news as we take a live look here at one of our traffic cams. This is just north of the Coliseum, finally seeing an improvement with at least two lanes now open. That still leaves two right lanes closed near that Embarcadero exit where everything is being staged right now. But what a big difference we've seen. I mean, this was literally backed up all the way into San Leandro throughout the morning, and it's definitely getting a lot better. And if you're trying to get to the Bay Bridge via 880, you won't have any delays when you get here. But, you know, Ann, this is something else we've been thinking about, is keeping an eye on other Bay Area bridges just in case. We saw what happened back during APEC when the Bay Bridge was shut down, and we saw, you know, we're just throughout the day to see if anything else is sort of planned or could be an issue, especially as we get a little closer to that evening commute. But the morning commute is just snarled because of this. But seeing an improvement on North 880 with two lanes open, and hopefully we'll get some better news soon on the Golden Gate.
All right. And you know what? I do have some really good news for you right now, because we're hearing that they are about to start opening lanes southbound on the Golden Gate Bridge after this has been shut down for over 4 hours right now. One or two lanes could be opening very soon, according to the CHP. So we are going to continue to follow this minute by minute as things evolve. But boy, for people who have been stuck in that traffic for hours, relief could soon be on the way. We are going to stay on top of this, continuing coverage here on CBS News Bay Area and on KPIX. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.